Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Health is a weird deal in the NFL, but the Colts may be finding it at the right time. 9 games in, Colts seem to be getting healthy. T.Y. Hilton likely to play this Sunday. Maybe out of the concussion protocol before the end of the day. This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. This is Veterans Day. Remember a veteran. Thank a veteran. For goodness sake, understand the sacrifices that being a veteran represents. It is a level of selflessness that is represented by veterans that we can't even contemplate. I didn't serve in the military. A lot of people didn't serve in the military. The people who did are owed our thanks forever and ever and ever, and not just on this day. All right, let's talk about sports, brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag and the wonderful people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the world. He's been my dentist for the last 28 years. He's going to be my dentist for the next 28 years, I hope. The best. Give him a call. 317-849-2933. Like I said, T.Y. Hilton yesterday, limited in practice. That was the last step in getting through this concussion protocol he went into because of the blow to the head a week ago Sunday. If he's able to go on Sunday against the Jaguars, that gives the Colts a dynamic that they don't have without him. There's no replacing T.Y. Hilton. He is a guy that opposing defenses have to scheme against, because he can break a game open, and you see it when he's healthy. Still, you see it when he's healthy. Little long in the tooth. This is his 10th season. Been a long time in the NFL, but T.Y. Hilton is still a game breaker when he's healthy, and hopefully he is this Sunday in a game against the Jaguars, the Colts. You know what? They've got a slim shot at a wild card. It's not Optimism Wednesday anymore. Let's call it what it is. They're not going to win the AFC South. They've got a shot at a wild card, but they need to do a lot of damage, and you cannot lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars if you're going to get there. And if you're going to lose to the Jaguars at Lucas Oil Stadium, you don't belong in the playoffs anyway. So let's hope that the Colts can get it together. Quiddy Pay can get to the quarterback. That'd be a good thing, although I think he's playing at a really high level. Bobby Okereke, I always have to think about it, is playing at a really high level. Darius Leonard has been terrific. The offensive line coming together. Braden Smith is likely to play on Sunday, according to Frank Reich yesterday. He didn't practice, but he's optimistic. Reich is that Smith is going to be able to play. TJ Carey practiced yesterday, and that's a good thing. He'll practice again on Friday. Then he's going to be evaluated, and either he is going to be removed from IR, or they're going to keep that intact for another week. If they get Carey back, if Rhodes plays with the calf this Sunday, Rocky Sin is healthy, then they've got a full complement of corners. Of course, the safeties, they are what they are. Julian Blackman, hooray for me, not saying Justin Blackman. Julian Blackman is not going to be back at any point this season. He tore his Achilles. Kari Willis could be, I suppose, back. The playoffs are a long shot, but they become a pipe dream if the Colts don't win this Sunday. They got a good chance. They're double-digit favorites, and as double-digit favorites twice this year, the Colts have covered twice. That means also that they've won, obviously. They beat the Jets. They beat the Texans. Hopefully that comes to pass this Sunday against the Jaguars. The Jaguars have their own issues from an injury perspective. James Robinson, he sat yesterday. He's got a heel issue. He is averaging 5.5 yards per carry. He is on pace for about 1,000 yards this season. When he's on the field, he's kind of that. He's not like T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton's a wide receiver. James Robinson's a running back. But James Robinson is sort of the guy for the Jaguars where when he's healthy, they got a chance offensively to be really good, to be dynamic's the wrong word, but to be at least balanced in their offensive attack. Robinson gives them somebody for Lawrence to hand the ball off to and go get first downs. Without him, they really don't have that. It would make it much easier for the Colts to win this game if Robinson had not. We don't hope for such a thing. We don't hope for injuries to help our teams. But you know what? If he is injured, that's not a bad thing for the Indianapolis Colts. And then next week, they got to go up against the Bills in Buffalo. And the following week, they're back at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they win this weekend, you got to beat either the Bills or the Bucs to kind of stay in the conversation as far as the wild card. You lose those two games, you're 5-7, and out the window your hopes go. Indiana signed three guys to letters of intent yesterday. Jalen Hood-Schifino, the number 19 ranked player in the class of 2022, five-star guy out of Mount Verde Academy in Florida. He's 6'5", he's a three-level scorer. He is a really good basketball player. He would be an interesting guy to have on the floor along with Tamar Bates. I like the way Indiana's recruiting. I think Mike Woodson getting the right kind of guys. Caleb Banks, a four-star kid who's 6'8", from Fayette County, Georgia. Number 80 player in his class. C.J. Gunn from right down the road at Lawrence North High School. He's three stars, 6'5", kid, number 149 in the class of 22. He is a really good shooter. He's more developmental than the other two. I think the other two can come in, get to Bloomington next fall and play immediately. C.J. Gunn is going to be a guy who's got to kind of build his game. But building around shooting is something that I like. We like shooters. The other night, 4 of 23 from beyond the arc, for God's sake, and Parker Stewart made like two in the first 2 minutes. They shot like they were blind over the last 38 minutes of that game. And in the second half, I don't think they made a single three. Then from the line, they were 12 of 20. You got to be able to make shots, get in the gym and hit shots. I hope that these guys are in Cook Hall, getting up a bunch of free throws, finding a way to get their strokes to be more accurate, because if they don't, they are going to lose games because of it. We saw that last year. Trace Jackson Davis gets to the line at a level beyond almost anybody in college basketball, or at least he did last year. He drew 7 fouls a game last year, got to the line a bunch, missed a bunch of foul shots, and we saw it again on Tuesday night in that game against Eastern Michigan that Indiana could have lost. They won by 6 against Eastern Michigan. Tomorrow night, they got Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is no joke. They're in the MAC. They got 2 seniors who can flat play. So you better be ready to play and compete tomorrow night in Bloomington, or you're going to get your ass beat, just like Washington did Tuesday night when Northern Illinois visited. Beat Washington. Not the Washington in St. Louis. The Washington in the Pac-12. Butler, they had one signee. That's Connor Turnbull, 6'10", out of Fort Zumwalt in Missouri. Unranked player, but a guy that Lavelle Jordan really, really likes. Pacers lost last night against the Nuggets. The Nuggets, they didn't have Jokic. They didn't have Porter. It didn't make any difference. The Pacers didn't have Caris LeVert. He went through shoot-around and had a stiff back. I don't understand. I just don't get it. And I don't question Caris LeVert or Malcolm Brogdon or T.J. Warren or anybody else affiliated with the Pacers and their injury status. Guys just, you know what? Some guys aren't meant to play 82 games, and that's just the way it is. You can't be Justin Holiday. Everybody in the NBA can't. But my God, you've got to show up and play. If you're going to be paid $20 million a year or more to go play basketball 82 times, try to show up. I don't feel well. That's not what LeVert did. And maybe Brogdon in the first 2 games of the West Coast trip really was just like ill. But this seems to happen a lot, disproportionately, for the Indiana Pacers. So the Pacers lost last night 101-98. Brogdon 25-5 last night as he returned again. Domas Sabonis 20-19 against a Jokic-less Nuggets team. Turner last night 13-8-6. I can live with 13-8-6. Miles Turner, 6 blocks. That's a hell of a lot of blocks. So now Pacers have got Utah tonight. That's Mike Conley, right? That is Bojan Bogdanovic, who is still kicking around the NBA, a former Pacer, who is really, really good. You know what? When you look at the Pacers and those teams, the team that took the Cavaliers with LeBron James deep in their playoff series and almost won that series, Bogdanovic had a lot to do with it, wasn't retained by the Pacers, gone, still playing at a high level, although he's only hitting like 31% from beyond the arc this year. Odell Beckham Jr., I guess he's vetting offers from the Packers, the Chiefs, the Saints, and people are saying he finally gets to choose where he wants to play. This is going to make a difference for Odell Beckham Jr. Really? Is that the way life works? Good morning, everybody, by the way. Is that the way life works? We get to choose where we work, and then all of a sudden we get motivated to be good. Odell Beckham Jr. came into the league and was terrific as a rookie in 2014. 14, 15, 16, he made Pro Bowls. He was one of the best receivers in the game for the New York Giants. And then, over the last 2.5 years, he's played for the Browns. Browns gave up a ton to get Odell Beckham Jr., and what'd they get for their worry? Not a single trip to the playoffs. Odell Beckham Jr. has played in one playoff game ever, and it was a loss. To think that Odell Beckham Jr. is somehow going to be kind of that chip that puts you into the Super Bowl conversation for any of these three teams is craziness. The Browns didn't let Odell Beckham Jr. go. They just flat released him. They got nothing back. They didn't let him go because they believe he is the guy who could put a team over the top toward a Super Bowl championship, or they would have kept him. Thank you very much, Brian. Brian Hawkins says, good morning, love my book, which is called Oops, The Art of Learning from Mistakes and Adventures. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Audible if you want to hear me for 6.5 hours read the book. I got to tell you, audiobook people, you have my undying respect. To go into a studio and record for that length of time and then edit, it's pretty withering. I got to tell you the truth. At any rate, Odell Beckham Jr., people say that the Colts should sign Odell Beckham Jr. Why? What does he give you? He gives you headaches. The Colts are not in the business. Chris Ballard has been really disciplined and really good about avoiding headaches. You walk through that locker room, and you got real guys in there. Other locker rooms, hey, look at what the Raiders, you got to take a chance on kind of a behavioral miscreant once in a while. Look at what the Raiders did. Ruggs, you want that? You want the other guy? The other guy threatening people's lives in a video on social media holding a gun? Ruggs going 156 miles an hour before slowing to 127, hitting a Toyota RAV4 and killing the occupant and her dog. Is this what, and that's not Beckham. He's never been that kind of guy. But taking a chance on behaviorally wandering types, then going to get it done. That's 2 first-round picks in the 2020 draft, right, for the Raiders, who are never going to play for the Raiders again. And Ruggs may go to prison for, I think, some period of time, a minimum of 2 years if he's convicted, a maximum of 50. You want that? I don't want that. I love the way the Colts are assembled. I like the ideology, Chris Ballard, Frank Reich, that entire brain trust with the Colts, that what they use to select people who they believe are worthy of being in that locker room and worthy of the checks that Jim Irsay signs every game week. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Veterans Day. Again, thank a veteran. Their selflessness unbelievable. And that goes, you know, there's still World War II veterans around, Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, Gulf War veterans, you know, the war in Afghanistan veterans. Thank them. What they do for us and do for their country should be appreciated forever. Michael Mislin, happy birthday. Christina Heller, Stephen Haskins, happy birthday. Kelly Hook, Doug Scher, happy birthday. Bobby Howard, Max Beatty, and Christy Wild, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. And if it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else that is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Later today, inside Indiana Sports Now, we're talking about sports, nothing but sports. We'll have the updated injury report. We'll talk about the Colts, talk about the Pacers, preview their game tonight against the Jazz. Indiana tomorrow night, college football this weekend. Indiana with their big chance to win a Big Ten game. Can't wait for this weekend. Join me this afternoon, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, something like that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.